It's time for Senior Talk with Carol Higgins Taylor, a show designed with seniors in mind. Carol discusses everything from Social Security to senior housing, medication to Medicare, and so much more. And now, your award-winning host, Carol Higgins Taylor.
Hi, and thank you for joining me today for this edition of Senior Talk. You have undoubtedly heard of Bitcoin and other forms of cryptocurrencies, but what are they and are they safe? I'm very excited. My guest is fraud expert Amy Nofziger. She's the director of victim support for the AARP Fraud Watch Network. She led the AARP Fraud Watch Network helpline, a nationwide toll-free helpline for anyone to report concerns about fraud. That hotline number is 877-908-3360. I will be giving it again, so grab a pencil. She has more than two decades of experience in fraud prevention and victim support. She has a bachelor's degree in criminology and sociology and a master's with specialization in leadership and is a certified fraud examiner. That's a lot. Very impressive. Thank you so much for being here, Amy. I really appreciate it.
Thanks so much for having me, Carol.
So let's start off by explaining what cryptocurrency is. And I think Bitcoin is probably the brand name that most people are familiar with. What is it?
So how I would explain it to people in the non-technical definition is cryptocurrency is a currency. It's a type of currency like a dollar bill, but it is not a tangible currency. You cannot put it in your hand. It is a virtual or digital currency. It only exists really online, out in that network of things. So it's not that you could put a Bitcoin in your pocket. Now, definition-wise, on the internet, Bitcoin, which again, as you said, is the most popular name of the cryptocurrencies, is a cryptocurrency, which is a virtual currency designed to act as money and a form of payment outside the control of any person, group, or entity, and thus removing the need for third-party involvement in financial transactions. So, if you heard me say my definition and you heard me say this definition and you still don't know what it is, then don't get involved in it, is my opinion.
I would have to agree with all of that. And I think it's very scary because it isn't tangible. And who's backing it? So how does a person even get cryptocurrency? I wouldn't even know where to look if I wanted to get involved.
So if you are someone who wants to purchase cryptocurrency, hopefully you've done extensive research on the online platform. So there are online platforms that you can go and set up an account and purchase the type of cryptocurrency you want. I think last I checked, there were upwards of thousands of different cryptocurrencies out there. But again, Bitcoin is the most recognizable name of it. So you'll purchase your crypto and then you'll store it in your digital wallet. Again, this is not a wallet that you can put in your pocket or your purse. This is a wallet that is stored online. Additionally, there are now over 45,000 again, 45,000 crypto ATM machines around the country where you can also purchase cryptocurrency. But let me get on my soapbox for a second and talk about these ATM machines. So most of these ATM machines, you've seen them. You're listening right now and saying, I don't even know what one of those looks like. I guarantee you, you've seen one at your grocery store, liquor store, vape store, or gas station. Because that's where they're mostly located, which I inherently think is a problem. But they just look like a regular ATM machine, or they look like a machine where you put in your coins to turn into dollar bills. So you can purchase them there as well. But, and we'll get to this, I'm sure, Carol, but let's just say that the criminals and the scammers know pretty much where every one of those 45,000 crypto ATM machines are, and they will be glad to help you find one.
That's very scary in and of itself. So let's say that you see one of these ATM looking machines for cryptocurrency, and you, even through it all, and you've done the research and you want to buy this, you put, let's say, $100 in and you buy what, $100 worth of cryptocurrency. And then how long does that cryptocurrency stay $100?
Yeah, from what I know, and trust me, I am not a crypto user, so to speak, but from what I know, the price can fluctuate second by second. We've all heard stories about people who put in, you know, $1,000 and then the next minute they're a millionaire. So, you know, if you put in $100 and you purchase the crypto, it depends on your purchase price, depends on what's happening in that marketplace. Just know that these are very volatile. They have a lot of risk to them. So do not, and again, I'm not an expert on investments or crypto or anything. My expertise comes to fraud. And what I would like to say to people is, if you don't understand how it works, then don't participate in it. Keep your money where you understand how it's going to make you money.
Because they're not sending you anything and there's no backing, right? So if you have money in a bank, it's federally insured. But this, you don't know who's doing it, where it is. You don't know anything about it. So the scammers who are saying, get some cryptocurrency, it's pretty much, you're just going to lose your money.
Yeah. So there's two ways on the Fraud Watch Network helpline that we're actually seeing these crypto scams right now. So one way is that individuals are meeting somebody online, whether it's through LinkedIn, a Facebook, you know, club group, like a fan group, you know, wherever it is, saying, just having conversations. And as a part of any normal conversations, it's like, oh, what do you do for fun? What's your job? What's your activities? You know, what do you want to do in retirement? And the criminals are pretending to be self-made crypto millionaires. And so they're like, well, you know, honestly, I don't like to talk about it, but I made my money in crypto. And then the victim, unbeknownst to them, is just, you know, being brought on into the scam saying, oh, you know, I've read about crypto. That's interesting. Oh, well, I can help you invest crypto. So they'll send them a link. They'll think they're investing on the platform. And really what they're doing is just getting their money straight up stolen from them. We've had people lose, and I'm not being outrageous when I say this. We've had people lose millions of dollars in this scam, millions of dollars in this scam. And it goes on for a while sometimes because they'll actually get fake statements and they'll be able to go to fake websites and see the money that they think they have in there. So once they, let's say they earn enough or they, you know, invested enough and they think they want to pull out now, that's when the criminal says, oh, sorry, you can't pull out now. You have a $20,000 tax. So then the individual thinks, well, I made a million, so I can pay $20,000, but I'm still coming off okay. Nope, you just gave them, basically, they just stole another $20,000 from you. So bottom line with that, never, capitalize never, ever, do any sort of investing with anybody you meet online. We're even seeing these coming in over text messages now. And then the other way we're seeing crypto scams is basically it's just the form of payment that the criminal wants. So we've all heard about the prepaid gift cards, Cash App, Venmo, Zelle, Cash. So now they're saying, and this is really where those ATM machines come in, they're saying, hey, I'm going to send you a QR code. And we all know what the QR codes yep. are now after obviously the pandemic with restaurants. Scan it at the ATM machine at your local grocery store. We have a partnership with the government on that particular ATM machine. Scan the money or scan the QR code, put your money in and you'll pay your fine and you won't be arrested. So those are the two ways we're really seeing those coming in on the helpline.
Bottom line is if someone texts you and you don't know who it is, just, and there's a link or a QR code, the little square box with the squiggles in it, just don't do it. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we will talk more with Amy's. So stay with us, much more to come. Hi, we're back with Senior Talk discussing cryptocurrency scams. So Amy, this is very scary. One of the things that makes me nervous, Well, all of it does, but the ATMs, because they look like regular ATMs. And the thing, you sent a website to me showing where they are. So I looked it up and I just typed in Bangor and there was like 20 of them where you can go and put your money in. But once you do that, whether it's a scam or not, if you want to cash out, like you said, they're not sending you money. They're not going to do dollar for dollar. It's not a one Bitcoin isn't $1. There's so much to this. People are losing their life savings. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. And you're exactly right. I just pulled up a case that we got the other day on the Fraud Watch Network helpline. And I'll kind of just quickly read this.
Sure.
The consumer received a call from someone claiming to be a federal agent. The claim is that her information was used in fraudulent activity. The scammers asked the consumer to withdraw all of her money for protection, including her 401k, and put it into a Bitcoin ATM machine, and that they would pay her bills to ensure the scammer could not steal any more money. The consumer followed the instructions and sent the scammers all of her money. So we're talking significant financial detriment on these. To take money out of a 401k, we know, first of all, the repercussions of that, and that money is gone. So these ATM machines, and like you did, you looked it up and found so many within your region. People just need to be more aware of them. And that's one of the things that I'm trying to do at AARP is just really raise the alarm about these crypto ATM machines, because I don't think people understand the damage that they can do. Again, I'm not a crypto investor, nor do I know many people that are. However, I don't think many crypto investors that are, quote, legitimate are going into the local vape store or smoke shop to purchase their crypto. However, if you look at some of these ATM machine finders, you'll find that most of them are located at stores such as that. Reason I believe is because these machines promise more foot traffic into the store. And what small business owner doesn't want more foot traffic? They just need to have a 2-foot by 2-foot space to lease an electrical outlet. However, the individuals who are working at these stores, you know, they're not trained like other people who deal with currency, like bank tellers, wire transfer places. They have specific regulations and rules that they have to follow. These agencies don't. I've had multiple people tell me that they have spent upwards of 2 hours standing at one of these ATM machines depositing their cash. So imagine how long it's going to take an 80-year-old woman to deposit $65,000 in cash at a vape store. And she told me the two employees were just standing there watching her. I can't get spray paint from my local hobby store without the manager unlocking it. How are we allowing these crypto ATM machines? And that's why, again, I like to talk about them a lot, because I want people to recognize them and raise awareness about them.
That is a lot to unpack. What is the motivation for people to buy cryptocurrency? And I know that you're not a psychologist and in people's heads, but if the economy is more volatile, and we saw a bank fail in Silicon Valley, is that driving scams on crypto because people are playing on the fears that, oh no, there could be another Great Depression, all the banks are going to go down? Does that ramp it up of people trying to get seniors to invest, some who may remember ramifications of the Great Depression? Is that a concern as well?
You know, it very well could be. From most of the people that I talk to on the helpline that are looking at this as, quote, an investment opportunity or to make more money, not as the other example that I said, like this is the payment for whatever the fraud is. Most of them, I feel, are experiencing a little FOMO. For those who don't know FOMO, that's the fear of missing out, right? We all experience that in some way, right? It's the reason we go to a party, even though we don't want to go to a party, because we're scared we're going to have FOMO. And then, of course, right, we come home and we're like, why did we go to that party? Well, we've seen all of these stories on the media. You know, remember a couple of years ago, the Super Bowl, every commercial was about crypto. We don't want to be the ones not participating. We don't want to be the ones that missed that opportunity when it comes to crypto. So for the individuals that I speak to on the helpline, most of it is, well, I thought, why not? I thought maybe this is my chance. Well, I read an article and I thought, well, maybe I'll be that lucky one. You know, maybe I'm just more of a practical Midwestern person that I'm not going to be that one. I am going to be the one that has to have my alarm set at 7:30 every morning. I'm going to have to wake up, feed the kids, feed the dogs, and go work my butt off to have a comfortable life and a comfortable retirement. But there are people who really feel that FOMO, and I think that's particularly why they're getting involved in this.
If someone is scammed, and we've touched on this, what can they do? Even if they're defrauded and they send actual cash money, it's very difficult to get that back. We all know about the Nigerian prince. What are the ramifications of this? Is there any recourse whatsoever, or is this just you're at your own risk?
So you're definitely at your own risk, 100%. I mean, we would never, I never want people to take a risk because they think there's a chance they're going to get their money back. Always think you're never going to get your money back, because most of the time that is what happens. There has been some recovery because crypto is on what is called the blockchain, and there are people who can go into the blockchain and see where these transactions went and pull it back. But let's just say that is the minority, not the majority. If you do invest in a crypto scam and you find out that you are a victim, first and foremost, number one thing to do, report it.
And where do you report it?
So I think one of the best places to report it is with the FBI. So you can certainly call your local field office, or you can go to I as in igloo, C as in cat, the number 3. So that's IC3.gov. And you can report it there. I know even currently right now, the FBI is actually actively seeking victims of certain crypto companies because they have an active investigation and they're looking for more victims of these companies. But do not ever take a risk on something like this, in my opinion, because you think you're going to get your money back. This is gambling.
We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we will talk about ways that you can spot if it's a scam. So stay with us. We'll be right back. Hi, we're back with Senior Talk. A terrific website is consumer.ftc.gov/cryptocurrency. If you go there, you will find out everything that you need to know. It's a wonderful website that Amy had sent me. And also the Fraud Watch Network hotline is 1-877-908-3360. 877-908-3360. Amy, how can someone spot a scam, cryptocurrency scam?
So let me think of my biggest ones, and this is all based on the victims that we talk to. Anybody you meet online that brings up crypto, I don't care if this person is in your faith-based prayer group, if they bring up investing in crypto or their aunt is a famous crypto investor, run away. Scammers are everywhere you are online. I had a woman the other day that was on a webpage for a Ukraine relief service, and she got hooked up with a crypto scam there. Anyone that demands payment in crypto or sends you to an ATM machine. Oftentimes we find out that the scammers don't even use the word Bitcoin or crypto. They say ATM machine. So if you physically find yourself in a liquor store or a store that you don't frequent very often, standing in front of what you think is an ATM machine with money and a QR code, you're about to be victimized by a crypto scam. Stop. Get out of that situation. You know, there's so many other red flags we're seeing right now. I was saying earlier, the text messaging, this one is really sneaky. You'll get a text message that just says, "Hey, are you coming for dinner tonight?" And it's from an unknown number. And you think, shoot, did I miss dinner plans? And you write back and you're saying, "Oh, hey, sorry. Who is this? Oh, this is Sally. You know, isn't this Nikki? No, I'm sorry. You have the wrong number." Then the conversation ensues. And the next thing you know, they're trying to get you on the crypto exchange platform. Do not respond. We are nice natured people, but you know what? They'll figure it out when you don't answer that you're not coming for dinner. So again, anybody that says ATM machine, QR code, crypto, exchange, listen for those key words, because those are always the trademarks that you're about to get involved in a crypto scam.
And if someone text messages you and you don't know that number, just don't, because my mother's 95 and I taught her to text, and she gets text messages and she thinks that it's somebody that she knows, but she just doesn't, I haven't plugged their number into her phone. And so she starts engaging. And I have to admit, it even happened to me. I thought, who is this person? The conversation didn't last long because I figured it out, but anybody can be susceptible if this rare number and they're so friendly. Hey, how are you? It's been a while. Draw you right in.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're starved. We're starved for companionship. We're starved for connection. Yes, it's been a while since, you know, we've been on lockdown, but people are really still starving for that connection. So they'll write back, the conversation starts, or they'll even pretend, this has happened to me multiple times, that you're their vet. Hey, Dr. Smith, you know, Moose is really sick. Can you get him in for an appointment? This happened to me and I was running. So it was coming in through my ear pods and I, you know, did voice to text back and I'm like, "Oh, I'm so sorry. You have the wrong number. I hope your dog feels better," because I'm a nice human being and I love dogs and I want to make sure their dog is safe. Next thing you know, they're going into a crypto thing. And I'm like, come on, Amy, no better than that. Right? So they can hook anybody in.
And I think that's a really important point, because some people are very embarrassed if they do get taken, but the scammers are incredibly smart and they can hook. Even someone with your credentials can get sucked in a little bit. I know better too. I got sucked in a little bit. And I think it is that good natured, we just want to trust, but it can be very dangerous. And social media, people coming up, even commenting, be really careful what you comment on. If it's a shared post, I've seen that happening more. Somebody will share a post and comment, and then if you comment on it, all of a sudden people are coming out of the woodwork saying, "Hey, I really want to be your friend. Yep. I looked at your profile. You look really nice. Yep. I want to send you a friend request." Do not respond.
No,
they're all scams.
Yes.
If somebody insists that you pay for something with crypto, even if it's something you really want, you just recommend don't go to the ATM, don't do crypto, just whatever it is, you don't need it.
Yeah. Because honestly, what do you really want that only takes crypto?
Right? That's a really good point.
I mean, what is it? Like, I really want shoes. So, but Nordstrom's is not asking me to pay in crypto.
That's a really good point. We are just, we're out of time. Amy, thank you so much for being here. Again, the AARP Fraud Watch Network helpline number is 1-877-908-3360. And you can log on to consumerftc.gov/cryptocurrency. That's it for me. We're out of time. Again, Amy, thank you. Thanks for listening.